You're listening to Matt and Jonah Make a Scene, episode number Quarantine.
Oh my gosh, I miss that guy.
I know.
I miss him so much. He's so nice to make that intro too. What a surprise. Just like
He's
this episode.
He's still on payroll.
What? We have a payroll?
To the one of two listeners out there, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back, Jonah.
You got to tell me more about this payroll that I've been missing out on.
Did you keep all the stuff alive? Like, do we have an account to do these things?
Yeah, but I had to
nice.
I had to delete a ton of them because we're not gonna keep paying money to do this. This is a
no. We don't want to pay money. Did what about what if we hadn't spoken for the last 4 years since we did the last podcast?
Oh my gosh, it probably would have been an amazing podcast. What's so sad?
It probably would have been.
Is we continue to do this, we just don't record it anymore. So it's not.
Nope. Yeah, this is the podcast actually is probably elevated to about 3 days a week. We just don't record it.
And I also think we probably picked the worst time to quit a podcast because like podcasts blew up right at that.
I told my friend, I said, hey, I'm recording a podcast with my friend Jonah. And he's like, oh, because there's not enough of those in the world already. And I was like, this is like an old one.
Don't you remember when we started and people didn't know what a podcast was or how to download it?
We had to explain to people how to download a podcast.
For the first like 20
episodes.
It was
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just kind of stopped caring. And by the time we quit is when people started saying, and we did included, find us wherever you get your podcasts. Like before we would have to lay it all out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hit settings, download. Dude.
So many podcasts, bro.
Dude. Yeah, do you listen? What do you listen to? What's your favorite one?
Oof, I don't know. The one I listen to the most is probably Joe Rogan just because he updates his stuff so much. He's got at least a new podcast every other day.
Wow. He's just...
That guy came a long way too, though, because his first podcasts were not good. Well, I remember when we started our podcast, like I was looking at the top, you know, one percenters and I was watching Joe Rogan's and I was like, that doesn't look good. It sounds awful. Like this is not going to do anything. But
here he is.
Here he is. You know, did you see he just got $100 million contract from Spotify?
With who?
Spotify. So he's going to exclusively be on Spotify.
Ooh, that's actually a great idea. Kind of like Howard Stern and XM.
Yeah, but $100 million for a podcast?
Yeah, that's good money. It's hardly tangible. It's just wild shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Have you seen all these memes? Have you been looking at any of the quarantine memes? I think I've sent you a couple.
I'm sure I've seen some of them. What do you got? I see you looking at your phone.
No, so like, if you know anybody from Maryland, have you seen the Baltimore one? And it's just this guy, like little guy. It's a cartoon, and he whispers in this guy's ear, and he goes, "Quarantine," and it's spelled quarantine. It's so
good. Oh wait, what? Wait, what was this? Is this a racist meme being passed around?
No, because everybody in Baltimore has this like weird Brooklyn meets West Virginia accent. And I'm like, that's
the
like
Philadelphia accent.
No, what is a Philadelphia? Do I have one?
It's like water. It's similar to the Baltimore accent.
No.
I need some water.
You walk into Baltimore. Hey, hon, how you doing? Hey, hon. Hey, hon. It's just like, no.
No. Water.
Water.
Like, eh. Lots of eh.
It's like that Fred Armisen.
Did you see
is it
Kathy Bates in that?
In what?
That show. That show that took place in Baltimore.
Mm-mm.
It was that spooky show. All American Horror Story. All-American horror story. She's got a wild accent in that. And it's the Baltimore accent, which is very similar to the Philly accent.
No, they are not similar at all. The real question is that we're doing a surprise episode. Why didn't we do this at the beginning of quarantine when we weren't doing anything?
Oh, I know. That's what, when we had the show, we mentioned quarantine and title. I'm like, this is the end of the first phase, right? Like, we're pretty much done. Like, you can go swimming at the pool if you want.
Gosh, it's been 4 years.
I'm still wearing a mask.
While you're doing this episode, Sophie, sounds kind
of quarantine? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How many people do you think would make it in 4 years of quarantine?
I don't think I would. I've been watching this TV show called Alone, and they're alone for as long as they can out in some island. And people crack being
pretty
alone
quickly. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very quick. Like, I think they threw 10 people out there, like 6 days in, five of the people are gone.
Well, Marissa, my wife, she was just like, the way this ends is they find a vaccine, or in 1918 with the last pandemic, people were just like, okay, we got to move on. Enough's enough. Like, we're going back to work. That's literally how it ended.
Is it really?
Yeah. The people just, it was, okay,
wow.
We're going to get
that's
it.
That's kind of what we're doing now.
I think that's our,
how did it go away?
It just worked its way out. I mean, that's an awful thing to say. But.
Wow. It's just who died.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thought though, isn't it?
Yeah. A little bit, but I don't know. This whole, like, the main point I freaked out in this situation is, like, the first, that 2 week period where they're like, do not go out. You're going to overwhelm the hospitals. Yeah. And then after that, it was like, okay, I'm going to wear the mask, but I'm not going to be as crazy.
Do you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Do you carry around
Did
the
you do that
wipes?
Before? maybe, kind of, yeah. I have a bottle of alcohol in my car, like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
So I just throw that on my hand. Oh, no, it's fine.
Did
it doesn't
you,
even dry them
did
out.
Did you
real.
Wash your hands
would.
Before the quarantine?
Did you hear me ask that?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But that's a good question. Dudes are pretty gross. And I'm pretty good about washing my hands, but dudes are pretty gross. How many times do you go to the bathroom and you see, like, you know, you go to wash your hands afterwards and you see people walk away from the urinal without doing anything?
Constantly.
Constantly.
Constantly. Yeah. And I judge them hard.
Until you do
I'm
it.
Like, hmm. Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, I didn't wash my hands.
No,
better.
You see him do it. You see the one dude do it and you're like, well, screw this. I'm not doing it either.
He's not doing it. I'm not doing it.
And that's how the pandemic started. It was just guys.
Exactly.
I'm not going to waste my time.
What about that basketball player, I think it was, that just touched everything? He was like, touched everything in the room, and then it turned out he got it like 2 days
later. Is
that
what happened? I just remember him making jokes, and then he was the first one who got it. That's the worst.
Yeah. He was like in front of the press, and he was like making jokes about it and touching everything, being like, oh, nothing's going to happen.
And he's
he
the
got
first
it.
One. He's the...
Yeah. And then it's like right after he got it, the NBA shut down. So yeah. In my head, it's that guy's fault.
Well, that's what's so crazy. People like trying to wait to the last second to shut down. And it's just like, guys, the first thing from everybody should be, if sports is going to shut down completely, it's probably a big deal.
Yeah. And when Disney closed.
Yeah. And people are like,
I was
nope,
like, man.
Nope, not me. And then it's like, oh, okay, I have to.
Yeah. I have a bar now.
Yeah.
And in Orlando. And we shut down March 17th.
Yeah. Gosh.
So it's been, what, a little over 2 months.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. That's...
Yeah.
that band is so awful.
Is that Blues Travelers or something?
It's the equivalent. Bare Naked Ladies.
I wonder if Blues Travelers covered that at all.
Oh gosh, we have friends in the neighborhood and they were running this event and they're like, okay, yeah, I mean, we got Blues Traveler. And I'm like, ugh. And they're like, next year we got Sister Hazel. And Marissa's like, she's like, aren't they the same band? So we looked up both of their hits because I was like, no, they're similar. But it turns out both of their hits are literally the same song. They're the same tempo, the same key. It's so strange. So it's just funny that you would be such a huge fan of Blues Traveler and you're like, well, I mean, we got to throw Sister Hazel in there too. It's...
Wait, who? They're playing in your neighborhood?
No, somebody that lives, friends of ours in the neighborhood, they were holding this event and they were having Blues Traveler play. Not in the neighborhood. It wasn't a neighborhood event. Although I wouldn't be surprised. Would you be surprised if you're walking in downtown Orlando and you saw Blues Traveler playing? You'd probably be like, eh,
No, that makes sense. Yeah, all right.
Or Sister Hazel. No.
Yeah, or Sister Hazel. I thought they were for a second there. I thought they were playing for like the neighborhood association or something.
Oh my God.
Like,
but that's what I mean. I would not be surprised. I'd walk by and be like, oof, no. Oof.
I feel like whoever booked those songs from them just must come up on their Spotify or something. You know, they're like, oh,
I was so bummed because two other bands from the 90s that sound very similar that I do love are Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket. And I was like, if they would just go on tour and just, you know, they could just interchange member songs, no one would notice the difference. It's so similar, the style of music. But they opened up for Bare Naked Ladies. I'm like, I can't go to that.
Oh, nice. It's been a week since you looked at me.
Oof. What was the bridge?
That was a good song. Who else? What you, like, I can't think of
so
any
now
other
I'm,
Bare
all
Naked
I'm
Ladies
hearing
songs.
In my head is... Blues Traveler and Sister Hazel, because they both start with a harmonica. Because remember Run Around?
Oh, yeah.
I want to get run around. Burn. And then the Sister Hazel song is, sure fire is as dead it is with you, but damn, I want to be with you. You know the song? They're the same song.
Yeah, yeah.
They sound so much damn the same.
Good deal. So you bought tickets to see both of those play?
No, I wanted to see.
No, I know.
No, they're just playing at our neighborhood association.
Like, what a cool neighborhood. Like, Blues Traveler and Sister Hazel by the pool, you know,
and
everybody's
next year,
like, hanging out with their families. We know somebody who was like the manager for Blues Travelers or something, and they said that guy was wild. He'd just whip out a gun every now and then.
Man, he was like super obese and then got really skinny.
He got the liposuction.
Did he?
Or he got the clamp. I can't remember which one. Gosh, yeah, he got some type of thing.
That harmonica, man. Oof. Thank God that died.
You like it?
No. Especially my kids have a harmonica, and to wake up to that at 6 in the morning. Oof.
Because there's, you know, my dad learned a couple songs on harmonica and I was pretty impressed because it's such a dumb instrument.
Really, it's not that difficult because it's all in keys. They sell the harmonicas in like C, G, A. Do you know what I mean? So there's never a bad note.
That, yeah.
So if you're playing a song, but as a kid, you're like, wow, this is really complex. There's so many.
But if you're playing along to something, it can work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Matt right now, he's got this video background of our previous logo, and he just keeps disappearing into the middle of it. It's so strange.
I keep disappearing into your mouth.
Yeah. And I don't mind.
I don't know how to shut it off.
No, that's it's fine. Stupid. I like it. Oh,
it's on brand,
it's been 4 years.
Four
since our
years.
Last podcast. So you've gone, were you doing the magazine? You had a magazine. It's been 4 years since a quarantine. Oh my gosh, why haven't they created that? It's been 2 months of quarantine. You know it would be a number one hit right now.
It totally would. They're playing in their bedrooms all.
Oh yes, you know, yeah, like all the distance.
Like, oh my
really,
gosh, come on.
Really, they're in the same room. They just pretend to be in the bedroom, in their separate bedrooms.
They're all roommates. Like, they live in a studio apartment.
This is what for Academy or Academy or whatever awards you get for music.
No. We just all get along constantly, like all the time. We can't spend enough time with each other.
Gosh, I was lady. Before we did this, I was watching Tom Green do stand up on YouTube, and one of his bits is so funny. And we saw Marissa and I saw him in concert a few years ago, and it was a similar bit. But anyways, he's like, you know, I had number one song on TRL. I was married to Drew Barrymore. I was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. And he's like, now I'm talking to the 30 of you. So life is going pretty good right now.
That's pretty funny.
That is Bare Naked Ladies, though, right? No, that would be amazing. It just turns out they all share a house together.
Yeah, they just get along. I don't know. They like it. So quarantine wasn't that, you know. Oh my gosh, we should write them. I bet they're on Facebook.
Like, this song probably literally writes itself. It's been 2 months of a quarantine. Just show random.
Something about
of,
being lazy.
2 months of a quarantine, binging out on episodes of Tiger King. You know, like what are the most ridiculous?
Oh my
god! Did you watch it?
I don't. Yeah, I watched it. Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah, I just remember because when did it come out? It was like right before the major hit of the pandemic. And Marissa and I watched two
there
episodes.
There was like, yeah, it felt like it all hit at once. And yeah. Tiger King like entwined in that somehow because it was just like, this virus is killing everybody and we hate Carol Baskin and like. It was just like the world felt on fire for a minute there.
Marissa, and like we watched
Tiger
two episodes.
King played a big part.
That meme too, though. If you haven't seen that with Trump and the guy's whispering in his ear, and he's like, "The world is, or the American economy is going to crap. What should we do?" And Trump just goes, "Release the Tiger King documentary."
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that. I saw one of I don't remember, whatever.
Tiger King, though, man.
Damn it, I saw...
Just when you thought Tiger it couldn't King get was... weirder, that girl's arm gets ripped off by the tiger, and he just
know,
goes...
They didn't even
he goes,
care.
This is going to financially ruin me, he says it immediately.
Poor
after.
Guy. It just kept getting worse and worse, but then when it was over, I was like, oh, all right, and then I just kind of forgot a little bit, though.
I didn't. That one was amazing.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to watch it again?
No.
I love the idea of you. It's like your new office or Seinfeld. Like,
what?
You're just binging Tiger King over and over.
This has just been so weird. We were talking earlier on the phone about how people are blurring time with this. It's been so weird since you looked at me. The melody and the tone is just it just writes it. You don't even you could say you could sing the alphabet and it just sounds so stupid. A B C D E F G.
Like, I feel like he was doing like a brisk walk or something when he wrote.
Hey guys, check this out. It's been 1 week since he just turns quick turn and point to him.
Oh man.
So how long has the quarantine been? We were talking about this earlier, people blurring time. I'm just like, wait a minute, what? I heard somebody like with a straight face just go, oh, it's been, you know, 3 months of this. And I'm like, 3 months?
Yeah.
It's been two.
3 months. Two. It has been too.
Have you learned anything positive from this experience?
You know, I don't know if I've learned anything per se.
Well, like about yourself.
But I've been jogging.
How's that?
It's good. No, I think I learned that it doesn't, it's like science doesn't really matter.
Really?
It does to an extent, but then you don't want to follow it too much because then you can't leave. I don't know. People kind of disappoint me, but they also surprise me. You know,
how have like you been with not working nights as much? You've had a similar job path to me where all of our jobs have required us to work weird hours and nights.
Yeah.
And that's
because the bar's like, open till midnight or two.
Yeah.
And then I probably don't get out till like three or four, just depending on what kind of, you know, if it was busy. And then it's been very nice. It's been very nice. Like I'm in bed by like midnight.
How nice is it to like have dinner at dinner
I'm
time?
I'm up by 1 p.m. Yeah.
1 p.m. How many hours of sleep do you get a night? I want to be jealous.
Dude, I have a Fitbit my mom gave me a few weeks ago. At the beginning of quarantine, I went and stayed with my mom for 3 weeks. And I have a Fitbit, so it tells me my sleep. And like last night, I got 6 hours and 50 minutes. The night before that, I got 9 hours and 1 minute.
Oh, man, 9 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it was good too. It was like... It was a healthy sleep. I got a good score for it. It was like an 87.
They score you? Whoa, wait.
They score my sleep out of 100.
So what was the, what did they score the 6 point whatever hours?
It was like 72.
Oh my gosh. I'm just getting like straight C's.
Oh, you're sleeping in the 70s?
Yeah, I'm sleeping in the 70s, man. Can your phone do they have apps on the phone that do that too?
Yeah, but the cool thing about the Fitbit wristband is that it judges your like movements and more. Like I don't have my phone all the time. When you watch with it, it's on all the time. So it connects to the app, and the app is like, it's pretty extensive. Like you can, when I go running, I turn on the Fitbit and I tell it that I'm running, and then it'll track my, my run on a map automatically. And it tells me like my fastest points, my slowest points, my heart rate the entire time. It's kind of a neat little tool.
So in the last 4 years, you've run a magazine and then now you're running a bar. Has it been 2 years?
Yep.
Did I see that online?
Yeah, it's been, it was 2 years in February.
It's been two years.
Yeah,
since
it's been a while.
In February.
It's been, I need to do it too.
That one's hard because it's February.
It's February.
Gosh, try spelling February. It's like Wednesday. It's like that day in that month where you're just like, bleh. Like Wednesday, I always literally have to stop myself and go Wednesday. Like I literally break it down.
On Wednesday.
But it's not like the other days where I don't even think about. But you know what I mean? Like when I write the other days, I don't even think about it. I just write. But Wednesday, it takes a good stop. Wednesday. Oh, that's right. February. Is it rary or is it R-Y?
It's February, right? F-E-B-R-U?
But why is there an R after the B? February. That's what it means. February.
February.
Hey,
welcome to February.
The first Wednesday of February. We will be.
When I Together is the same for me. To get her.
Together.
To get her. I do the same thing.
Gosh, there are a lot of those words where you have to, even easy ones, like Wednesday, where you have to break it down. I can't think of any more of the
Wednesday.
Wednesday. In February. In February. That's the best.
February. February. It'd be February.
Like February. And library. Like library makes sense because you've got the BR. Brary.
But February has a BR too.
But you don't say February.
February. I'm forgetting how to say it. February.
Isn't that bad too, though? What is that called when you go to write a word? There has to be a name for it. And it's like an easy word. And you're like, well, this word doesn't even look real to me. Like I know I've seen it. I've written this word 1,000 times, but I don't like it. And I don't believe this is the word anymore. Do you ever have that?
Oh, absolutely. I've done that with my last name.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to have that anymore.
Just get confused. And they've been like, spell your last name. And I'm like, D-U-C-K. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's Duck. I don't know.
That nervous. I don't know.
How about you? What have you done in the last 4 years?
The twins were already 2 years old when we ended this. So I've been doing a lot of the same.
I think we
That's
started
not true, though,
like,
when
right
we
before
ended,
they were born.
We ended, I really went headfirst into a music project that failed completely because I tried to get a bunch of musicians, drummers, and have them go to private studios, and everything was already laid out for them, but it just failed miserably. That was a bummer.
Yeah. It was a Buckcherry cover band, right?
Yeah. Gross. It's an homage, Matt.
How did it fail miserably?
Oh, because they just did not. People I sent it to, it was just not done right. It was just bad performances.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, the performers.
Yeah, I'm thinking about resurrecting the songs again, but it's just that one of the hardest things to find is a drummer that can actually play in time. But
yeah.
But you know,
that's
Buck
why
Cherry,
they made drums.
Buck Cherry's no joke. So, Buck Cherry.
It's been 2 weeks since I. I was trying to bring Buck Cherry into it. I couldn't. We have a. Ladies and gentlemen, this month is going to be Blues Traveler, and
it
next
was,
month is Sister Hazel, and the month after that is Buck Cherry.
What did Buck Cherry? Gosh, let's just get off there, because Buck Cherry, what is that?
Yeah.
What was their song? Oh, yeah, you used to sing it all the time after we played.
Oh, GF and hates me.
No, was that them too?
No.
Where it was
get up on it
or something.
Yeah, they had the horny song, right?
Yeah,
super horny.
The hornies. Can you imagine being the band referee? Oh, you guys had the horny song. That's right.
I would love to say that. But it was horny, right? You had it a second ago. What was it?
It was I can't remember the hook. Just something like get up
la,
on
da,
it.
Da,
be...
da. No.
La da da da. La da da da. It's some beautiful melody from the 70s.
Buck Cherry. Nah. It's your cousin, Marvin Berry.
Oh my gosh, Owen, my oldest son, watched that for the first time 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I bet he loved it.
Oh my gosh, and even when it got to that part, he actually picked up on it. He understood why that was funny, which was amazing.
Oh, because he listens
to
the
music. Chuck Berry. He thinks he's getting Chuck Berry.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, that's amazing.
Did he hear him playing the songs that
yeah.
he played? And
yeah. He's got his records, too. Oh, that's what it is.
Has he just
the crazy female dog? Bennett, she's a crazy bitch. I'm a bing bong bing on top of it. Don't you remember this?
On top of it. Yeah, he's on top of it. I remember that. Yeah.
Well, I need some buck cherry. Ugh, gosh. Hey, you're a crazy bee.
So,
but you F so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right on.
It is the horny song.
Yeah, it's the horny song. Gosh, they're going to be so glad when we hashtag them and make them relevant again.
Are we going to post about this? I thought we were just going to let it slide by.
Yeah, just like, let it slide by.
Yeah. It'll... I was trying to reference with something we've already talked about and I missed it.
Gosh, you'd be, if you saw my legs right now, you'd be so impressed. Because I got some short... No, that too. I've got those short shorts on. What size length are your shorts again? I've literally made it to the 9.5 inch.
Like mine are 8.
Woof. These skies out, thighs out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I have. Chubbies.
No.
That's what they're called, right?
No. We already had this conversation while chubbies were popular. Those are just...
I thought chubbies were... That was their logo. The skies out, thighs out.
Was it really?
I thought so.
Oh, that's pretty good, though. I'll give them that. I mean, that's...
I know. It
premium
is good.
Douche.
It's like scene and quarantine rhyming. Good.
You can't hit them low notes like him, though.
No, I can't.
He didn't even see so surprise has when seen we called
back,
him.
Back to the Future 2?
Yeah, he watched. He was hooked right after that. So he's seen all three.
Did he watch the third one?
Yeah, he's seen all three.
Did he like the third one?
Yeah. You don't like the third one?
No. I like it.
I like all of them. The first one is by far the best. By far. And then the second one, it's cool, but it's not. I don't know.
I love the second one, but it's kind of like half the second half of the movie is kind of just the first movie again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that kind of slows me down a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. It's just boring. Because I already saw it. I don't know.
Not exactly.
Yeah. What if we 2 months into quarantine, we like listen to this once our brains are clear again and we're just like, we're all just panic attacks over and over right now.
Did you have any real freak out moments during it?
Nah, not too much. I mean, I've been doing all sorts of things during the quarantine as far as life changes, but I shaved my head.
Yeah, I see that.
I was not like me, though. It was one of those moments. I was just like, no hair. It got super short, but now it's grown out. I see you grew your hair back.
No.
It's in a luxurious ponytail right now.
I was having a conversation with one of my buddies, Trevor, about the people that do that are bald with the horseshoe and they grow the ponytail out.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, you would, because you have a rat tail, don't you? You do have a rat tail.
I'm growing a mullet right now, actually. Oh. I kind of naturally have a rat tail.
That's what I know.
It's just like kind of part of me.
Yeah, but I remember when you grew it out on purpose.
Yeah, you remember it was long and I dyed it blonde. Oh, it was pretty. It was pretty.
It was pretty.
Yeah, I'm working on my mullet right now because I'm like, dude, with the quarantine, I'm spending so much time outside that I'm like, I need to protect my neck.
Oh.
And I'm not going to wear a collared shirt, not with the pandemic going on. That would be ridiculous.
Why would anybody with that gross hair in the back? It's all stringy, and usually the people that grow out the horseshoe, that have long hair, it's always like greasy, and they pull it back and it's like five hairs that they pull back there.
You pull it back so tight.
Tight, yeah.
Yeah, so tight.
The worst is the ones that wear the hat on top, like they're hiding something.
That's what I would do. Little... I would Ron Howard it. I would just be like, look at me. I have hair. And then I'd take off my hat every now and then and be like, people would be like, what? What? Like, unless you know Ron Howard's bald, you wouldn't know Ron Howard's bald. Yeah, but
it's...
I would just go with it. I'd still have hair. I'd do like, you should do that thing that the guy from the Firestarter did. Do you remember that? He had like dual mohawks.
Oh, what a weird time to be a teenager. I'm the Firestarter. Yeah. Twisted Firestarter.
Twisted Firestarter.
And then you've got...
That was so cool.
Duhas.
Duhas.
Duhas. Like, what are we listening to? What is this?
I don't know. It's crazy. Getting culture.
Did you have... What did they call themselves? It wasn't goth.
Rammstein?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the style of music. Industrial. That's what they called themselves. And they were like, this is what I am. This is who I am.
Yeah, like Nine Inch Nails was industrial, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But then that's what's weird is industrial evolved into 2000s to become this, like, you wear big fluffy boots and like quarantine masks.
No.
With like neon dreads and you do weird dances together in subways. I don't know. Like,
is it the same style of music?
Yeah. It's still called industrial, but it's like the scene developed its own totally different from what we experienced.
I think they showed a little bit of that. Did you ever watch Vice Principals on HBO?
No.
No, it's not Vice Principals. It's the next show with those two guys, with Walton Goggins and the other guy. The show where they're preachers. Did you see that? It's another HBO show, but they do dive into that because one of their like reformed people was into that scene and they show him like relapse and they're all wearing weird like super high boots and like looking like Danzig, but like highlighters. What is that show called?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You need to, if you have not seen Vice Principals, you need to watch it. It is amazing.
Is that the one with the baseball guy?
Yes. It is amazing. And they're in the other one, too. What is that show called? They have another show.
Where they're Eastbound and Down.
No, where they're preachers.
That I don't know. That sounds interesting.
And John Goodman's in it, too.
I like John Goodman. Do you like John Goodman?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But you should watch those shows, dude. You will be dying laughing.
Think about the... The Tanners. Or wait, no, that was the different show. Was Roseanne's new show called Roseanne?
Oh, yeah. Is that the Tanners?
The Tanners were...
DJ Tanner, right? Is that Full House? Yeah, you're confusing me. I remember we were doing the podcast the first season of Fuller House. And you had watched it.
Oh, I went to Philadelphia and I watched the whole thing.
Did you keep up with it? It's still on. The last season.
I know, and it's so bad.
Owen loves it. He loves it.
Oh, no.
Cannot get enough.
What does he think about the old ones?
He likes it, but he doesn't like it as much. He doesn't think it's as good. I'm like, wow.
Huh. But Michelle's on it.
I was really hoping. That show.
Step by step.
Gosh, man. Friday nights, TGIF.
Yep.
I was about to do
that. Did I do that? And we've talked about freaking Urkel and Stefan too much.
Did we talk? Oh, yeah, Stefan.
Stefan was like, cool. Hey, I'm Stefan. Like the idea of him, he's like, I'm not going to be the Urkel forever. I have to transition.
Do you still like going to see movies in the theater?
You know, the last movie I saw in the theater was that new Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
You actually went to see it.
I did. Okay. My friend Josh got me in, and it was pretty shitty.
It was so bad. We just watched it. It was like unreal bad.
Did you see
Uncut Gems? We just watched that last night with Adam Sandler.
Uncut Gems. No, I don't believe I did.
It's like 2 hours and 15
minutes. Is that new? Yeah.
And he didn't do it, so it's actually pretty good. That's what. So you like that Happy Gilmore stuff. It's just so bad. Like, unreal bad.
I like a couple of them, yeah. I like Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
So this Uncut Gems, it's just like 2 hours and 15 minutes of a panic attack. It's awful.
Oh, no. I'm not going to watch that.
So you just poured yourself some whiskey. What is it?
Yeah, I did. It's Evan Williams. Are you familiar?
Yeah. Not a big fan.
It's a Kentucky blend, I believe.
I'm drinking a McKenna 10. It is
amazing. Oh, that sounds fancy.
You held
it up in a way that was like very pretentious.
It is very pretentious. What's so funny is that, to even be more snobby about it, is 4 years ago I heard about this and it was a $30 bottle. And then last year it won Bourbon of the Year and then also Liquor of the Year. So now you can't find it anymore. So it was more just like a mid-scale, like Maker's Mark or Buffalo Trace. You know what I mean? But now they charge $50 for it if you can find it.
Is this an old bottle?
Well, it's a 10-year.
No, but I mean of yours.
No, I've got this one I just opened. So when I see I just hoard it. Like certain kind of bourbons, if you find them, you just buy it no matter what.
That's cool.
So you haven't drinking. You mentioned earlier that you have not drinking whiskey this whole quarantine.
I don't. No, I have not. I may have had a glass, maybe one. I don't even remember though. Like I can see myself having at least one, but this is the first time I remember. And it's delicious. It reminds me of my early 20s.
Yeah, but back then you were drinking Jack Daniels. Gosh, we were drinking dog crap back then. Ugh.
Whiskey reminds me of being a teenager into my mid-30s. And now my late 30s.
Did you drink Jack Daniels before we went up to Seattle to record?
Yeah, because it's one of those cheaper well whiskeys, right?
But it wasn't that cheap. If you get a Jack and Coke, it's just like a Captain and a Coke.
Yeah.
I still like Captain cheap? And Coke, I guess.
Do you? Do you get a handle of Captain? Mm-hmm.
I do.
That's nice. That's nice. Do you explore any other rums?
I did, but they're just, I'm not a big fan. Yeah, they're too sweet.
What do you think about a rye whiskey?
I don't like it as much. All of them have rye to a certain extent, but I don't like it when they're dominant.
But the bourbons tend to be sweeter.
Right, because they're corn.
And then, I actually had a... homemade, my friend Pat, his stepdad made a whiskey and it was delicious. And he sweetened it with like blackberries and it was so good.
Yeah, that's what's good about a good bourbon, because you get like caramel taste, a little bit of, you know what I mean? A little bit of pepper maybe, but then when you start tasting like weird floral stuff and fruit stuff, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's almost like a scotch at that point though.
Have you thought about making your own whiskey?
No. Gosh, there's this.
It might be kind of fun.
There's a distillery around here. Have you been there? They do like a little tour and stuff. There's like a little museum in St. Augustine.
In Jacksonville?
No, in St. Augustine.
Oh, no, I have not.
No. So like I had their bourbon. It's horrible. They only age it for like 2 years. I'm like, that's not bourbon.
My McKellen 10. McKenna.
Yeah. What's so funny is that like all of their other stuff, they have like a normal McKenna and it's awful. It's
McKenna 2 day. It's been 2 days since I put you in.
vegetable. Gosh.
I don't know. They're like singing to the whiskey.
2 days of a McKinnon.
I like whiskey a lot.
Yeah.
Too much. That's why I haven't been drinking it during quarantine. That's
probably a good idea. Yeah, I had to. There was a brief period there that I was getting a little too reckless with it. Especially like the lower proof ones, like Basil Hayden. It's so smooth that you're just like, bah, I can do another one.
Is that a lower proof?
Yeah, so those are 80.
As opposed to?
Most of them, like this one's 100.
Okay.
So it's way stronger. But it's good.
What's that one?
You know what we should do? I've been trying to get my other friends too. I don't know if we talked about this in the previous years, but dude, we need to do a bourbon tour in Kentucky.
Oh, that sounds great. Wouldn't I would also love to go to Kentucky.
Yeah. It would just be amazing.
Kentucky's on my list. Man, that would be fun.
It would be amazing.
Would you just drive? Like, are they primarily in one city? Are they in multiples?
They're
like, you drive around the state?
They're pretty close. Yeah.
Okay.
One of my friends that would actually went and did time. One. I was like, oh, did you go to Buffalo Trace? Did you go to this? And they're like, no, we went to like Jim Beam. And I was like, no, you did not go to Jim.
No, don't go there. Because like, I'm sure they can make something that's good, but they don't.
Well,
like,
they pay for Basil Hayden. So they like acquired a bunch of little ones. But Jim Beam, have you ever had like Jim Beam just straight up? It's
Yeah. That's what that Bob and Barbara's in Philly. Do you remember that? It was like a PBR and a shot of Jim Beam for like $5 or something. $3, $5.
Where did we go see the Smoking Popes up there?
That was at Johnny Brenda's.
Okay.
Kind of like Fishtown.
Gosh, that apartment you guys had up there was huge.
The loft?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I could ride my bike around in it.
And that neighborhood was terrifying.
It was terrifying. All of our neighbors had been robbed at gunpoint or knife point, except us. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy, we had like our building, our like loft warehouse building was adjacent to another one, and we kind of shared a courtyard, and the guy across the courtyard from us was shot 9 times.
What?
In his apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they just like beat down the door, and I was like, oh no, our door could be easily beat down too. But, and you know what? We never had a problem. Never.
Yeah, nothing ever happened.
Nothing.
When's the last time you've been up to Philly?
It's been like a year or two years maybe. The Frontier was doing some cheap, like I think I went 4 times in 1 year for no more than $30 round trip.
So what did you do while you were up there?
It just 24-hour trips. Just went, hung out, walked around, went to dinner, got some drinks, and then flew home.
Gosh, that's just so crazy to think about. Because when we went to that MXPX concert up there, that was, what? That was over eight years ago.
No.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
But wasn't I was in New York at that point, right?
We were in New York, yeah. And we met there. I took a chance.
And where were you?
I was in Baltimore.
Were
so
you
that
in
was
Baltimore?
Like, that was like 6 months before we moved down to Jacksonville.
Okay. Do you like being back?
Yeah, it's weird though, because like we even mentioned this before when we did the podcast, even my other friends, like I saw my other friends more when I lived in Baltimore than I have since I've lived here the last. Dude, it's crazy. It's been almost 8 years. It's been, no.
That's wild.
We moved.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been back six.
Yeah, so like 7.5 years.
So 7.5. Yeah. So, yeah, it's because people would pass through up there sometimes, so they'd make it a point to stop by.
Yeah.
But Jacksonville, it's like too close to Orlando to stop if you're going somewhere, and it's so far as well. Like, I do think, but you're so busy, it's like, oh, we should meet for lunch halfway or something.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, you got a life.
Oh, man. So, you guys have an open date for the bar?
How did No, because the governor still hasn't announced, or the city, when we can open yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's just no word at this point. I believe we're in the same category as movie theaters. So do you miss going to the movies?
I love the movie theater, but you know what? It's so weird that they're still so behind on this. Like, there's not a big gap between when a movie comes out on, you know, download or Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Than there was when we were growing up. So when we were growing up, it was like 6 months to a year from when it left the movie theater.
Yeah, it took a long time.
And now it's literally 3 months. But like, if you can make the money, just charge $20 right away. Like they did that with a lot of the movies. And people are like, oh, you can't do that. You're killing the movie theater. It's like, I'd probably still go to the movie theater too, but it is nice to have a movie right away. And you can pay $20 and watch it at your house. You know what I mean? They have the digital copies. It's not...
Now, they have really improved movie theater comfortability, though.
Yeah, that's true. But it also costs
$20
per person.
Regal has this pass, and it's $21.99 a month. And you have to sign up for at least a year, though. But it's $21.99 a month, and you get unlimited movies.
Really?
Unlimited movies in the theater.
That's actually pretty crazy.
It's a good deal. It's a really good deal, because think about it. Like if you went once a week, it would pay for itself. And then that's kind of something fun to do. And if you want to see two movies in one day or five movies in one day, you can do it. They don't care.
So did you ever do that?
No, I was about to sign up and then the virus.
You're like, well, no.
I was like, I really didn't want to spend the money on it right now, but, you know, I was like, oh, it'd be good for someone to do.
Gosh, I've watched so much stuff, and I can't even tell you what was good. Did you ever see Dead to Me on Netflix with Christina Applegate?
Yeah.
So,
wait, Dead to Me with Christina Applegate?
It's not
I saw a couple episodes of that, and I thought it looked pretty good.
No, it was good, and then I fell asleep during the last episode like a month ago, and I just finished that today, and it was pretty ridiculous. So Will Ferrell and like the guy who... Sorry, I just burped.
Keep going. All right.
Who worked with him on like movies like Step Brother and stuff. They wrote for the movie, because I'm like, this is like crazy funny. Like ridiculously funny, this show.
Are they murderers or something?
Kind of. It's real screwed up story.
All right.
I know we've mentioned R.L. Stine a bunch in the previous years, but Netflix
has... I think when we were reading, we did an R.L. Stine read.
I hope we did.
I think we did.
Netflix just copies that format for all of their TV shows. Every episode ends on this huge cliffhanger. I can't take it. Because I have
to
watch.
And then the next one starts 10 seconds later. And you're like, well, I'm here.
I've got Marissa yelling at me. And she's like, why did you start another one? I'm like, I didn't. They did it for me. Like, I don't. And it's here now. So, I mean, we got
to
watch it.
What do you want me to do? Yeah. Hit pause? Come on. Yeah, because you want to be done. You want to be done, but you're like, oh, no. But we have to know.
What do you want me to do? Hit pause? Come on. So are you itching to get back open?
Yeah, a little bit. I think I want to do it in a way, because the bar is very small, and I want it in a way that is safe, because like I understand the numbers of, like, you know, I guess the hospitals aren't overwhelmed and yada yada. Yeah. And it's kind of leveling out. And you hear in Europe, they said like their cases are down big time. So, and I think we're all hoping the same thing here, but you don't want it to be too preemptive. Like on a personal level, I'm still avoiding like all places.
So are you still wearing the mask and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was...
I read that somebody was saying that masks are like a liberal political statement. And I was like, so. I just disagree. No. That's stupid. That's stupid. It just makes sense. Keep your spit to yourself.
Yeah.
And like, that just makes sense.
There's this... Do you guys have Hurricane restaurants over there? It's like a wing place, Hurricanes.
No, I don't think so.
So I went to go. Yeah, hurricanes. And you can imagine what kind of bar it is. It's like Gators. Not Gators. What was the place in Oviedo? Wing place. But I went to go pick up my dog's medicine last Friday, and it's right down the street from our hurricanes, and I drive by and the entire outside and inside is packed, and there's just people drinking and eating, like elbow to elbow, and I'm like, did something happen that I missed? Did they like make an announcement or something?
There was no virus. It was a goof.
We never closed, boy. Yeah.
So I one day, because I guess I'm living in my bubble, like reading the news and going about my small, like enclosed little life. And then I drive by Lake Eola, which is downtown Orlando, like where everybody goes, and there are hundreds of people outside. Like,
really?
There's a group of probably 50 people doing CrossFit together. There's mass like parties going on. I'm just like, oh, what?
This is downtown.
Are we? Yeah. And I was like, is this happening? Like, I was so surprised, because like in my neighborhood where the bar is, it's just very quiet still. So then to see downtown like happening, I was quite surprised.
So nothing is opened on your block where the bar is?
It started. So we converted the place into a package store. So we're just selling to goes.
Okay.
The vintage shop next to us, when you get there, you call and then they'll let you in, and they're like one shopper in at a time. And then Iron Cow, the bar next to us, they have a food license. So they just have like distance tables, and they're doing drinks and cocktails and lunch.
Hmm.
And then, but like Sportstown, which is like you've been to Sportstown probably, right?
Yeah, we went inside. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been there like 60 years or something. They're not open yet. And there's a couple other bars that aren't open yet, but I noticed the brewery near us has been doing, they've just been doing to go, like can launches type stuff, new things in cans.
That's crazy. 60 years that place has been opened?
It's 50 or 60. I can't remember. A long time.
Is it the original owners?
I believe so. I believe so.
So is that just the oldest existing thing there?
In the neighborhood? Maybe. Yeah. There's another place called Whiskey Lou's. I don't know how old that is.
I feel like that was just there like since we've been
liquor dive bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. And then, you know, ours is just a little over 2 years.
And you guys are literally across the street from TG Lee, right?
Yeah. It's milky over there.
Does it give off any like weird smells or anything?
No, but I saw on Facebook this Prosecco tower in Italy, because it has this big like milk silos. But I saw in Italy a Prosecco factory overflowed, and there was like Prosecco running down the side of this giant silo. And I was thinking, if that happened with milk, it would like ruin the neighborhood for an unknown amount of time.
Huh.
So, yeah. Well, do you think we'll ever do it again?
I think so. Hopefully it's not till the next quarantine.
Oh my gosh. Phase two. It got worse.
Next time we do it, it has to be the beginning of the quarantine, not the end. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, we don't have much to do.
Like, what's been going on? The same thing that's been going on for 2 months. What do you mean?
It's been 2 months of a quarantine.
I wish I knew the other word. All right. Thanks so much for listening to Matt and Jonah Make a Scene. We'll be back next something. Who knows?
La di di da 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 di di da di di ba di bo da ba da ba di do do. All right, this was fun, Matt.
Bam, bam, bam. I had fun too. Good times, man.
Peace.